So let's fill in the blank. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. In 1964, the Beatles sang, "I Want to Hold Your Hand." In 1971, the group Ocean sang, "Put Your Hand in the Hand of the Man from Galilee." That's the deep trivia question. Think for a moment about all the ways we use our hands. Isn't it special when a child wraps their little hand around a person's finger of their parent or a grandparent holding on to them? Or a father hands his daughter to the groom in marriage? Or we hold the hand of a loved one in their last days? We also know we can use our hands to fix, to build, to cook, to bake. We hold a hand of those we love. Think for a minute of how we use our hands at Mass. The first thing we do is we sign ourselves with holy water. We shake hands and say hello. We fold our hands in prayer. We offer a hand of peace. We hold hands in love when we pray. We hold up our hands to receive Jesus. And if you take a minute and you look at the stations of the cross, the hand of Jesus, the hand of others is prominent in many of them. You see how Jesus' hands endured that suffering in his last day. In the gospel, Peter's in the boat with his friends. It's 3 a.m. They're in a storm, and they're holding on to each other and onto the boat for dear life. And they see Jesus. And Peter holds up his hands and says, "If it is you, Lord, tell me to come to you. Come to you on the water." And Jesus says, "Come, Peter." And Peter gets out of the boat. He begins to sink. And he says, "Lord, save me." And Jesus stretches out his hand and catches Peter. And he brings him into the boat. And calm is restored. And then Jesus challenges him. "Where is your faith? Why did you doubt?" Let us remember our hand gestures at Mass, all the things we do with our hands at Mass, when we hold them in love, when we hold them up in faith, it's to help us to not have doubts, to help trust Jesus, that Jesus is here for us, and we receive Jesus in faith by holding up our hands. And when we hold up our hands to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we receive his courage, we receive his strength, we receive his protection, we receive his love. We are supported and comforted by Jesus, our Savior. And then we know when we return to the pew in a moment of quiet prayer, we hear Jesus speak to us in the silence of our hearts. He says, "Take courage, have faith, live love. Hold on to me and I will help you. Stay with me and I will protect you. Trust me and I will save you." So today in faith we pray, thankful and grateful for the love of Jesus. We pray in gratitude for his saving hand. We pray thankful for his gifts of courage and strength. Amen.